Are you feeling overwhelmed by the constant juggle of running your online t-shirt business? Well, it's time to lighten your load with the brand new springtime content calendar and 174 engagement graphics. From April 1st to the 21st, I've got you covered with 21 days of pre-planned engaging content designed to connect with your audience effortlessly. No more struggle to come up with post ideas. Queen Bee's graphics are your ticket to stress-free social media success. But hurry, because time's running out. Use code SPRING to snag your content calendar today and save on your purchase. Get back to doing what you love, creating t-shirts, and let me handle the rest. Watch your engagement and sales bloom this spring with zero extra effort. Head to sunkissva.com/content calendar now to grab your springtime content calendar before it's too late. Let's make this your best spring yet. Don't miss out. If you are looking to make tees for a hobby for a year or two, then call it quits. Sure, running sales constantly will put you right on that path.
You're listening to Tear Down the Hustle, the podcast dedicated to transforming how you run your creative online t-shirt business by working smarter, not harder, so you can spend more time with your why, people, and passions that matter most in your life. So throw on your favorite graphic tee and turn up the heat press, because it's time to turn down the hustle. Here's your host, digital marketer, cold brew lover, t-shirt maker, freckled hype girl, and owner of Sunkissed Virtual Assistant, Amy.
Why do you feel so guilty asking your audience to pay full price for your items? It almost feels as though they are doing you a favor by placing an order with your small business. Assuming you do list your product for full price, it may feel like no one will shop your items, despite the fact they do shop those items, and probably even for a higher price, at local boutiques down the road. I have been where you are. I remember starting out and I was willing to do just about anything to make sure I didn't lose a sale. If they wanted discounts for multiple tees, it was a no-brainer for me. When someone would ask if I could make something, I would kind of just make up a price on the fly, something low enough I hoped that they had agreed to. I was willing to do nearly anything to get my business off the ground. Now let's be real for a second. When you're first starting out and you're trying to convince people that you have a product worth buying, or you are trying to gather your customer base and you're starting with friends and family, yeah, you're probably going to be giving away a few products for free or a lower price, and eventually over time you're going to start to build confidence in your product and you're going to realize that you do have a product worth selling to strangers and that they should buy and it's a quality product. In this episode, I'm talking to those of you that do have an established business, you are starting to sell, but maybe business has slowed down, so you've kind of resorted to just throwing sales. Like, you're only ever trying to think about the next thing you could put on sale, or maybe you've even said that your customers only shop when you do have a sale. If you feel like I'm looking at you right now, it's because I am. But the good news is that you are not alone. I've been where you are. I know what it feels like to start to feel like your business is only bringing in sales whenever you are throwing a sale. And also, there are others going through the same thing as you right now. But we must work to shift our mindsets so we don't need to run sales to sell products all of the time. There are 5 reasons why always running sales is actually hurting your business. May not have ever thought of it like that. Like, what do you mean running sales is hurting my business? When I run a sale, I make money. Well, like I mentioned, there are 5 reasons why it's actually hurting your business. Let's get into them. Number 1, you're devaluing your brand and the brand next door. So it's not just about how you're affecting your business, but when you are only running sales, you're actually affecting the business next door too. Your price point is how you communicate what your product is worth. By continually lowering the price or keeping the prices lower, you are reinforcing the true value of your product. And you might be thinking, well, no, that's not the value of my product. Well, that's not what you're communicating to your audience. And then when you attempt to sell it at full price, it will look like your prices are now inflated, leading to maybe less individuals willing to shop full price. So think about it. Brands and companies set prices based on their location, the cost of goods, so how much does it cost them to get that product in, and other local companies around them. When you drive prices down consistently, it makes it harder for the next brand to sell as well with a healthy profit margin, because it trains the customers in your area to expect more for less. And eventually those businesses can't sustain a healthy profit margin and close doors, which we'll talk more about later. There are some companies I shop at, not because they have, you know, the lowest price for some things, you know, like I have comfortable shoes, if you guys can guess which brand I'm talking about, living in Florida, getting my feet wet. Now, I shop at that brand not because it has necessarily cheapest. Yes, I can probably go to other stores, get similar comfortable shoes for cheaper, but I shop with them because I know the quality of that brand and that they hold up. Similar for other brands, I don't skimp on certain products because I know the value that it holds. And on the flip side, there are some stores I do not shop at, even though they have cheaper products or maybe lower price. But for that reason, I know that they do not hold their value, and I don't want to keep spending money over and over again to keep replacing these items when I could just maybe make a decent investment and keep that item for years to come and keep reusing it. Now, how do you want your business to be viewed by your customers or potential shoppers? You want to be known as that quality brand. Like, hey, yeah, maybe she's selling t-shirts for $27 when maybe I could go down the road and get it for $13 or $12, but I'm going to shop at this business because I know they are consistent with their turnaround time. They have the highest quality shirts. If I have any issues with my order, they always get back to me and make it right. I don't want to waste my dime shopping with this business that has maybe lower priced items, but they're having to take on more orders and maybe they're cutting corners with quality. I'd rather just go with the business that I know has a better value. I hear all the time that this market is oversaturated and it's really hard to sell. And what people usually go for is maybe I can differentiate myself by dropping my prices. If you are trying to stand out from other businesses, I do not recommend messing with your prices first. As I alluded to, not only are you devaluing your brand, but you're also hurting the brand next door. If you want to stand out with customer service, with quality, with the handwritten notes, with the emails that say, hey, your order is ready, that's personalized. There are so many different things that you can do. That doesn't mean that you need to run sales all the time if you want to have a business. The next reason why having that sales-only mentality to run a business is actually hurting your business is you are actually encouraging customers to wait for sales. Now, I wait for sales at stores that I know have predictable sales rotations, such as rotating what is 50% off each week. You guys probably know which store I'm talking about. However, stores that don't have a predictable rotation of sales, I actually shop at that store anytime because if I know I need the item, I'm not going to be like, oh, well, I could wait to get this item cheaper later if I just wait. No, I need it now, and I don't necessarily know when that next sale is coming. Now, the holidays, that's kind of predictable. I know they'll probably have a sale, but for those stores that don't have sales all the time, I don't wait and plan when I'm going to shop around that sale. If you're constantly running sales on your t-shirts, you're teaching your customers to wait for a sale before making a purchase. This can lead to lost revenue and cause long-term damage if customers are always waiting to shop. And let's be honest, some customers forget to come back and shop, so maybe you lose the sale completely. Limiting your sales reminds your customers to get in on the deals when they see one because they know they don't come often. Now, I do want to make a suggestion of what I did in my retail business that I actually saw really helped out. If you can think of a slight discounted price to your products, another reason of why I think you should price your products on a little bit of a higher side, it always gives you margin to maybe put items on sale later versus pricing your items at that sale only price all the time. It really leaves you no wiggle room and you could be losing money by making that shirt in the long run. But what I did was I ran my product drops Tuesday through Sunday. That's when I released new products. My new release day every week was on Tuesdays. What I did is whoever shopped on Tuesdays, I gave them 10% off. And I had my products priced to a point of where I could afford to give that 10% off discount. And the reason why I did that is I wanted to reward people for getting their sales in early that week. Not only did that give me a quick revenue boost early on in the week of the drop, but it also gave me a better idea of kind of what materials I would be ordering for Sunday whenever I placed my screen print orders or t-shirt order, anything like that. But what it really did was it rewarded those customers that shopped early. And the reason why I wanted to capture those early sales is, like I just kind of mentioned, is people forget. Like, they see your new drop and they're like, oh, I love that, but I don't have my card ready. I'm going to come back and shop. And then they forget. Life happens. I don't want people to wait. I want them to see the items. This is what I have. You guys know I drop 20 new products every Tuesday. What you see is what you get. If you want to shop now, you get 10% off. So it's kind of encouraging that impulse buy as well. That worked really well for me. Now, the reason why it didn't fall into what I'm cautioning you against of encouraging your customers to wait for sales is because the 10% off was only good on that new release collection. And by the way, that collection closes on Sunday. So if you're thinking that you're going to get a discount on this later on in the week, you're not. I'm only offering 10% off on the set day that I've communicated to you on the first day of the drop every week. So they know if you want to get this price, you have to shop on Tuesdays. Now you can shop later on in the week. Yes, these items don't close until Sunday, but if you wait, you could have saved 10%. So it just kind of not only reemphasizes that sense of urgency, but you're using sales in a way that actually can encourage more sales that you might have not otherwise gotten. Because I'll be honest with you, I'm also kind of the customer that I like to shop at stores where I'm like working towards something, where like I either want to know I am saving like a little bit of something, even if it's like $3.50 off, or I want to be earning points to maybe like getting a coupon in the future. Like, I like to shop at stores that I feel like I'm getting something back. So that 10% that they're saving on the new release day might not be an insane amount, but for some, that could be a reason of why they decide to shop. So there is a way to strategically weave sales in your business, but I do not recommend you feeling like you need to give them 10% off all week long to shop your new release. No, weave it into your drops strategically. Number three, you're eating into your profits. Running a sale may provide some additional quick revenue, but at what cost? Selling a screen printed tee for $7 will provide roughly $6.50 in gross sales. So think about after your transaction fees if you have a website. But what about your net sales? You did not make $6.50. You're not putting $6.50 into your pocket. How much did that tee cost you? How much did that print cost you? After balancing your books, you'll actually realize you maybe made nothing from all of that work you did. The time it took you to find the mock-up, list the mock-up on your website, come up with, you know, a listing description, post it on social media, share it, and then you got the sale. You made nothing. Like, you could have been better off just never stocking up on that inventory and never making the shirt in the first place. Or let's assume you didn't even have it in stock. You actually had to go through the trouble of placing that order for that screen print. Oh, by the way, that screen print was out of stock. So then you had to go back and forth with the customer to say, hey, sorry, I'm going to be delayed. Or hey, that color wasn't in stock at your shirt supplier. Like, selling shirts at a lower price is not always worth your energy and your time. You may end up left with the same amount of money in your business bank account had you never even took on that order. So now imagine selling that same tee for $25, maybe roughly $18 in profit, even if you start selling less tees. So you might be thinking, well, I'm not going to sell that many tees for that amount. Yeah, you don't need to sell as many tees at a $25 rate as what you would at a $7 rate, which we just did the math. Selling a tee at $7 doesn't even make you anything. Protect your peace. Selling tees at a lower rate all of the time with the sales only mentality is a zero sum game. This next reason, it's going to be short and it's to the point. We already talked about in the last reason you're eating into your profits, but that feeds into number four. You're creating an unsustainable business model. Consistently running sales is not a viable business strategy. It's actually not really a business strategy at all, because that would mean that your goal is to stay in business. But what you're doing is actually putting yourself out of business. When calculating profit margin, creators often only account for the raw materials when pricing their products. So you usually have probably heard the rule of thumb, like materials times two will give you your price. No. Think about your operating cost. How are you paying for your website? How are you paying for your email service provider? Which, if you don't have one, I recommend you starting an email list. God forbid you lose your social media account. Who's paying for your Canva subscription? Those are real costs that need to be covered by your generated income as well. If you are looking to make teas for a hobby for a year or two, then call it quits. Sure, running sales constantly will put you right on that path. Moving on to the last reason, number five, you're creating unnecessary stress. Running a handmade business is not as simple as posting a product on your website and the floodgates of orders open. We all wish. Inevitably, customers have questions about sizing, color, or prints that require an amount of customer service to close the deal. The time spent answering customer service inquiries along with ordering supplies in the long run may not be worth your time for a buck or two. So think about it. It's not just as simple as, oh, I'm just going to throw this sale up here and then I'm just going to make all this money. No, it takes time and effort to convert those sales afterwards. Brainstorming sales, putting together the events, and outline takes time. If you are only relying on those fun sales events to sell, that will take a lot of effort and, quite frankly, is unnecessary effort. Creating a standard weekly drop routine that takes the guesswork out of the equation is what I recommend. Weekly drops keep your audience guessing without trying to track down what day is the next sale. So think about it. You can switch it up by maybe changing up what you're offering each week, but they know every Tuesday you're releasing a new product, and eventually they learn that every Sunday you're closing out your weekly run, just like they experienced if they threw a tea party with you. If you need help planning weekly drops, I recommend you checking out my product drop organizer, which has captured all of the monthly, weekly, and daily observances, plus weekly themes for you for an entire year. You can find that by visiting www.sunkissva.com/PDO. That's /Papa Delta Oscar. To wrap up this episode, I want to make sure that you understand not all sales are bad, but they need to come with a strategy. Map out your sales and make sure you have a purpose behind them. For instance, I wouldn't run a 30% off just because sale this week, and the next thing you know, you realize your business anniversary is in a couple of weeks, which you can throw a business anniversary parties with graphics, and we have the whole script for that on my website. And then you're thinking, well, shoot, I just threw a 30% off sale a couple weeks ago, so that means I must have to up this party to make it even a bigger deal, so now I'm going to have to throw a 40% off party. No, let's save maybe that 20% off week-long sale for those big events such as that. Also, not all holidays require a sale from your business. Grab the product drop organizer, sit down, and plan out when you want to run the sales throughout the year, and also make sure that they are separated, especially around the holiday time where you start to have Thanksgiving, Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, Christmas sales, New Year sales. Think about it. You don't need to have a sale for every holiday, and maybe if you do want to run a sale for every holiday, you want to make sure you are strategizing when you want to have your biggest sale so you're not conflicting the two when you do run them. Now, if you've gotten to the end of this episode and your stomach is feeling in a few knots or sick because you do feel like your prices are too low right now, you know what the good news is? Is that you can raise them. You can raise them as soon as tomorrow or next week or make a plan for next month. And I get the question quite a lot, should I maybe make a post and announce that I'm raising my prices and the reasons why? You know what's best for your business. You know your audience. If you feel like you want to explain that to them, you can, but you don't owe anybody an explanation. And if you feel like, well, I don't want them to be surprised next time they go to order and they don't know my prices have raised, you know what you can do is you can go on your website, raise your prices. And if you're worried about your customers not being notified, they'll be notified when they go to on your website. It's not like they're adding all of these items to the cart and they're not finding the price until they go to checkout, or maybe they're swiping their card and then finding out how much they paid. No, they'll see it right when they visit your website. And if you want to incorporate a strategic sale, so get the pen and paper right now, because let's talk some strategy here. There's a way where you can implement maybe a strategic sale before you up your prices. Now, what you can do is if you want to announce it to your customers and say, hey, I'm going to be raising my prices. These items are on sale before I raise prices on this date. I just wanted to make sure you have advance notice. What you can do is go through your closet, like we talked about in episode number one, find all of those items you have in stock, all of those stocked up screen prints, all of the tees you already have in stock. Let's put those items on sale, right? Let's get rid of that stuff because it's inventory right now until it turns into COGS, which is cost of goods sold. So what we can do is if you do want to offer maybe a sale, you can use what you already have in inventory. So to the customers, they are getting a deal. And also for you, you're having your customers help you move that inventory out. Subtle changes compound into big profit shifts in your business. It's time to break the sales only mentality to grow your business. It's time to level up your mindset. If you were doubting that your product wasn't worth the price that you know you want to sell it at, I am giving you the permission you didn't need today to make that change. If you are ready to break the sales mentality only today, I want you to join the Facebook group in the show notes below if you're not already there, or if you're already in the group, I want you to make a post, share it for accountability, and we're ready to cheer you on. You are worth more, and so is your business. It's time to wrap up another incredible episode of Turn Down the Hustle. I hope you've enjoyed today's episode and found some valuable insights to fuel your journey. Don't forget to visit sunkissva.com/podcast to access the show notes for this episode. You'll find all the links mentioned in today's discussion, along with actionable tips and resources to help you implement what we've discussed. Lastly, make sure to hit that follow button so you never miss another episode. I'll be here cheering you on and sharing more inspiration and strategies to help you turn down the hustle and work smarter, not harder. I'm so honored to be a part of your journey. Until next time.